You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime, Southern Edition.
It's it?
No, I mean, no, it's actually not. Actually,
it's, no, it's not. No, I'm in California, but you were just in California.
I know. I'm coming back too.
Oh my gosh. Tabitha came out to the West Coast, the best coast, and only planned on seeing me for a minute, a meeting of sorts. And then she got stuck. So then I forced her to hang out with me.
It was so good. Yeah, it was really fun. We went to Gretchen's boat. And my son Caden had the best time. He did not want to leave. He was like, wait, no, we're going back in the water like till all night.
The boat is the best.
Yeah, he loved it so much. So that was awesome.
I do have beef with you though.
What?
Oh, you know, we don't get to spend that much.
Fed me mayo and I had the worst of
Oh yeah, ever. I fed her mayo. I took her out to dinner. It was like, it's so good.
Oh, I had the worst.
I didn't realize you were like that sensey. See, we're not like in sync because we don't eat together that often. Also, we don't get to see each other's kids that much. So when we do, we want to be like fun, you know, auntie. So Tab is telling my kids about exotic pets. And she's pretty sure she can work it out so they can, you know,
get one.
Come over here. Mm-hmm.
I
have not stopped hearing about it.
Sean is willing and able to send one of ours to you. We are
no dicey.
Happy.
No dicey.
Yes.
Who does that, you guys? Who does that? Who? I'm going to send your kids slime galore, sticky, loud drum sets.
It's an axolotl, you guys. We have two. Gretchy's daughter wants one, and I am more than happy to give her one. We don't need to. God. They can't even, you guys remember, like they had a million babies. Now I have two cages. It's a shit show. So I would like to send Gretchen's daughter an axolotl, and she would love me forever.
Well, I think it's a felony, and you just outed yourself on the podcast.
Well, then I'm not going to do it. Not happening. She'll just have to come to Texas and and enjoy her axolotl over here. Just tell her it's hers and she can
You're totally welcome to do that.
Okay. In other news, you guys, we recorded our Patreon episode, our bonus. If you guys listened to that on Thursday, we recorded it seriously like 30 minutes before the Karen Reed news came out that it was declared a mistrial. And they
predicted that ESPN back in action.
I know,
told Jews,
but they're going to retry it.
They said they are.
Yeah,
they're just going to say it that they are, and then they're not. There's going to be a long delay, and then they're going to discover something, and then they're not going to.
Okay,
that's what I'm predicting.
So I think that you might be right on that because you remember the FBI is looking into this case also. So there could be some things that come out. I think in the next little bit. They have another court date on the 22nd. But you know what I'm wondering? Like, did they take any evidence from the scratches on his arm that we could tell if there was animal DNA in there, you know? Because then that would totally rule her out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to just, I don't know, exhume the body or something to
see. Put on your CSI hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We do have these, it's CNIS hats that we were given
NCIS.
By the cool, NCIS, yeah, that we were getting given to by the cool, you know, naval criminal investigation people at CrimeCon. And my son wears it all the time.
That's so awesome, yeah.
He looks very important. You do not want to mess with him.
No way, yeah. And those hats were nice too.
They are, yeah.
That's what the news is. I mean, it's really old news by the time you guys hear this, but hopefully you guys had a really lovely 4th of July weekend and you had fireworks and everybody was safe and then you barbecued and did all your 4th of July shenanigans under control. Didn't drink and drive. You know, we've learned our lesson from many other people for that.
Justin Timberlake.
Talking
to you, young man.
Karen Reed. You know what? I think I'm like actually kind of pissed about Justin Timberlake. I wasn't thinking about it too clearly, but I am actually mad. You know, he is the Smurfs guy and he relates to
the
little
trolls.
Kids. Oh, trolls. Yeah. Trolls. Smurfs, trolls. Isn't that the same thing?
No, it's not the effing same thing.
Similar.
You guys, forgive her.
They're all blue and purple and I had both of them and I love both. Did you have those little trolls when you were a kid? Too bad I don't have those. Probably makes me.
I think I had one. It was like an eraser.
Oh no, I had like the whole collection. I was a collector.
No, but my dream is to be like one of those like ladies that like plays bingo that like sets up all their like lucky like charms all around them and to have like a bunch of trolls and like, you know, snow globes and like those little like bopping Hawaiian chicks all over the table.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
I'm
that.
Getting into it. You know, I had surgery and so I'm wearing overalls like every day because it's like the easiest thing to put on. Yeah. And I'm feeling like this is going to be my old lady jam.
Overalls, 100%. I think they're cute too. You can rock them.
Very comfortable. Very
yeah.
You get them big enough, drop them right before you have to take a leak real quick.
Unlike those other like onesie things you got going on.
No.
It is it is challenging being a older lady that's had multiple children. Okay, well, let's get into this story of the week, Gretchy Poo. Okay. Gretchen and all of you fabulous people. This case comes from a friend that we met at CrimeCon. Funny thing is, do you remember we had this really kind of interesting, weird dude that was looking through trash, everybody's trash at CrimeCon?
We were on high alert. Yeah. Don't be acting a strange at CrimeCon. We're watching you.
Yeah, he had a backpack on and he was going through all this trash and, you know.
He was moving trash.
And he would take
trash from one person's trash can and move it to another.
Yeah, it was definitely
strange.
Strange. And that alerts me to, what are you doing? What do you have in that backpack? What's going on here? So I kind of watched him. And then I went over to a gentleman that developed a DNA like carpet sucking thing. Well, I talked to him for a while. And then later he handed me a piece of paper. You remember that? And it was about this case that I am going to do today.
Oh, the DNA sucker?
The DNA sucker handed me a piece of paper the next day. And he said, hey, I think that you guys would do a good job on this case. And I was like, okay, sure. So I brought it home. And
Tat was very impressed with the DNA sucker, you guys. I apparently it's like you could vacuum it up and just all the DNA is there. But I feel like there's so much DNA just floating around. I'm not convinced.
Dude, this is legit stuff. This guy is very smart. Very, okay. Very. Actually, I think his dad created it. And now he's on to selling it. But yeah, a lot of police departments carry it. And if they're smart enough, they will use it. The problem is that it takes a little bit of time. So these bigger departments like Los Angeles and New York and the ones that have lots of crime can't use it because they only have like, I think he was saying like something like
2 hours.
Yeah. So like a very short amount of time to process a crime scene because they have another crime that they have to get to, which is makes you think, do not get murdered in Los Angeles because you're probably not, your killer's not going to be found. So anyways, it sat on my counter. My husband was like, dude, like I keep seeing this woman and what are you doing with this? And so then I finally was like, let's do it. So here we go. We're talking about Garfield County. You have heard of it?
No. Just the cat.
Just the cat. Well, it's located in South Central Utah and it is pretty large. It's over 5,000 square miles, but it has a population of only 5,000 residents, just over actually. But it has really big landmarks like Bryce Canyon National Park and Lake Powell.
Ooh.
Which we love.
Yeah, we do love.
According to Realtor.com, the median home value is $450,000, which is real surprising because the average household income is only $56,000. So I'm thinking like all these people are buying rental properties. And
you know, Utah is one of my favorite summer destinations because, you know, let's just keep it in the interest of keeping it real. You go somewhere like, say, Lake Havasu or something like that, you can get a little bit of a shady crowd when you're picking up your snacks in the morning at Walmart, right? you might not want to leave your car unlocked in the parking lot. You'd be real concerned. You go to Utah, I just feel like they're just nice, wholesome people there.
Well, probably because there are a lot of Mormons.
Yeah, I love it. I'm with it.
Yes, I would have to agree with you. I love me some Havasu. All kinds of people go there, okay?
Yeah, that partake in methamphetamines recreationally, et cetera. That's true. What I'm saying.
It is true. There are
not in Utah.
I think there are some in Utah also, but
don't kill my dream.
Okay, I won't. All right. So on April 20th, 1998, that was a very long time ago, two hikers just off the state road of 276, about 38 miles north of Lake Powell, noticed something off the road. It was long, thin package looking thing. When they walked over to the object to check it out, they could tell right away that it was something that the police needed to handle. It was a body that had been wrapped up in a rug and left on the side of the road. They called the local sheriff to report it. Uh-huh. And when detectives arrived on the scene, the rug was a like child's play carpet. You know, the kind with like the houses and the roads and you can take the little cars around it. I'm sure you had one. I had one. Mm-hmm. And then once they peeled back the carpet, they saw a blue sleeping bag. And under the sleeping bag were plastic trash bags that were wrapped in duct tape and rope that had like very intricate knots tied in them. Once they got the duct tape and the ropes removed, they peeled back the plastic and revealed a woman's body. On initial examination, they could see that she had brown hair, brown eyes, and looked to be around 40 years old. The site was processed and the woman's body was taken to the medical examiners for more examination, determined the cause of death. And at the crime scene, there wasn't much to go on, like not even blood, which really meant that the woman was killed somewhere other than the location that she was found. At the medical examiner's office, they were able to tell that she was murdered by a single gunshot wound to the back of her head, execution style, actually. So between the location of the gunshot wound, all this wrapping, you know, they didn't consider suicide at all, and they were for sure this was a murder. While the cause of death was easy to figure out, it was nearly impossible for them to determine the time of death because she was frozen. They believe that the body had frozen overnight because the temperatures were like below 30, which kind of preserved her body and didn't let it like decompose. Another hurdle to the investigation that was faced was trying to determine who she was. She didn't have any identification on her, and she couldn't be identified by her fingerprints because they had all been removed, even her thumb. There was no witnesses in the area. It's like super remote, right? So even the fact that these like hikers found her is kind of ironic. The woman was estimated to be between 37 and 45. She was really petite, 5 foot tall, weighed 116 pounds. She didn't appear to be a transient. She was described as well-kept. Her teeth were professionally cared for, meaning she probably had like some cavity fillings and crowns and that kind of stuff. They noted she had brown eyes, brown hair, little freckles, a distinct mole, and her eyebrows were tattooed on, which is like kind of before her time, right? Or maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Well, no.
Now they call it microblading.
What do they call that? Microblading. Before they did that, there was some other wacky thing that they used to do. My grandma
did it. Tattoo.
Came back looking. Scary AF to see that 90-year-old lady with that like Groucho Marx looking things come down the stairs. Yeah. But it did fade, but it was still like wacky. Like it still looked like kind of a shade of like green, pealish black.
Yeah.
like the ink, like they didn't have it down.
No.
For a long, until the last maybe 5 years, right?
Probably 10 years now where we're getting old, but yeah. They've gotten it down better.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Even now,
but that was a thing, you know, permanent tattoo.
Yeah. People did their lips and all that. Oh, eyeliner. Remember people did the
all
eyeliner?
That stuff. You know, it never appealed to me because it makes it look like they say then you never have to wear eyeliner, line your lips. No. I like to look when I don't have makeup on, like I don't have makeup on. I like to look like, listen, I didn't try. Okay. This isn't what I really look like. This is just me not trying.
Or this is what I really look like. Scary, I know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Investigators believe that she was either a Latina or Native American. Police did come up with a composite sketch and circulated the image as Jane Doe. The press dubbed her as the Maiden Water victim because that is the area they found her in Garfield County. A few people called offering information, but really nothing panned out. Despite their efforts to locate the woman's identity, weeks went by and no missing family members came forward, no friends. Weeks turned into months, months turned into years, another year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and nothing. Maiden Water victim was still unclaimed and unnamed. As investigative technology grew, the Utah Department of Public Safety would retest physical evidence that they had. And one development over the years was this technology, which is really interesting because it kind of reminds me of this, like, you know, DNA sucker. It was, they could test the environmental exposure to victims' hair. So by 2017, there was a company called IsoForensics that developed a geolocation service based on the oxygen isotopes from tap water found in human hair. Have you heard of this?
That is awesome. No, I have not heard of it.
Yeah. So they tested her hair and a map of potential locations that she had lived in to provide the investigators. So the map indicated that the victim could have been in any number of states, which I'm going to name you, Washington, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and then an even larger portion of where this like isotope came from was like Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, the northeastern states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Well, that sounds like a ton of states that it could she could actually have lived in. It also eliminated a large number of states, right? Like the whole southern region seems to like be out. At the same time that this
isotope test... Yeah, I'm not as impressed as I was about 30 seconds ago.
I know. I know. I bet you there are some where it's like, this is the only water that comes out of Texas, you know? But but it did eliminate like Texas. It eliminated like a ton of states. That's only like a handful out of whatever 50-something states. So at the same time that this testing was done, investigators had the rope and the knots analyzed by a forensic rope expert. In 2017, the Utah Bureau of Investigation announced that they had a lead suspect in the case of the Jane Doe known as Maiden Water victim, Scott Hannibal, and I say that in air quotes, Kimball. He was incarcerated at the time, serving a 70-year sentence for murdering four people, which sounds really light. Like, if you murder four people, you should...
Wait, is Hannibal his nickname? Because you're about to tell me he eats people? Like Hannibal Lecter?
He's not Hannibal Lecter. I'm not going to tell you about him meeting people. Okay. The murders he committed took place in remote areas of Utah and Colorado in 2003 and 2004. During his interrogation after he was caught in 2011, Kimball confessed to killing a woman named Leanne Emery in Whitewater, Utah. He claimed that he had wrapped the victim in a rug and placed her on a rock shelf. However, when he led investigators to Leanne's remains, there wasn't a rug present with her body. Investigators were concerned about the details in this rug confession, right? So they searched the database and they found the Maiden Water victim because her details did say she was wrapped in a child's play rug. Kimball actually confessed to an additional 21 murders across the country, and all of those have never been proven. So you know his type. There were strong links to this Maiden Water victim. Kimball was a truck driver. He had been in Utah for a family reunion around the same time as Jane Doe was found. One of the murders he confessed to was a female hitchhiker that he said he picked up near Hite, Utah in 1998 or 1999. The location Kimball was talking about was like 10 miles from Maiden Water Springs, Utah. And the murder of this supposed hitchhiker was never verified by the sheriff's office, but there was more that made Kimball look good for the Maiden Water victim murder. One of Kimball's victims, his own uncle, he killed his own uncle, dude. Terry Kimball.
Listen, I was like, I'm over him going to the family reunion, so I don't fucking go. Because, you know, there's Uncle Joe Hannibal or whatever somewhere in the mix.
I know.
I just had my neighbor friend just got back from two family reunions. You never know like who one on you're each mixing side? It up with. Yeah.
Well, remember, even at CrimeCon, they had like you can like put your DNA and see if you're somehow related to these like awful, awful killers.
Yeah. So they can come find me? No, thank you. No,
yeah,
thank
no.
you.
They're like, you gave your DNA and they found me. OK, so Terry's body was tightly wrapped in. This is his uncle, was wrapped in a series of blankets and a tarp that were tied together with a series of complex knots. They were very similar to the knots of the Maiden Water victim. Terry's cause of death was also like the Maiden Water victims. And Kimball's ex-wife and son provided statements in 2017 that said that Kimball actually purchased a play rug from a store in Spokane, Washington in 1998. It was similar, if not the exact same design as the rug the Maiden Water victim was wrapped in. His ex-wife also told police that Kimball was proficient in tying these type of knots. Which knot tying is really interesting to me, right? I'm not a good knot tier, but my uncle was a sea guy and he had all these crazy knots. He would make these like really
my
cool
husband
things. Is a knotter.
Yeah, my husband is he's a boat captain, you know. Yeah. So he's very knotty and he tries to bore the kids with that all the time.
Yeah.
They didn't get the naughty gene.
Good.
They got the naughty gene, naughty gene.
Right, yeah. Right. Maybe one day they'll like sit down and tie some knots. All right. So investigators in Colorado confirmed that Kimball had not been in custody in April 1998 when Maiden Water victim died. And everything was pointing that this guy, Scott Kimball, was most likely Jane Doe's killer. A warrant was obtained based on the similarities between the evidence recovered at Maiden Water Springs and Scott's other victims, and a buccal swab. Do you know how to say that for Kimball's DNA? Is that how you say it? Buccal.
It's a buccal.
Buccal swab. Was taken to compare the DNA with touch DNA that they had on the victim, the rug, the trash, the plastic bag, the duct tape, all that stuff. Because now, fast forward, they kept it, you know, preserved it, which they should do, which is amazing. So in 2018, the Utah State Bureau of Investigation reopened this cold case after 20 years. And once again, they asked the public for help. They decided to release a post-mortem photo of the woman's face, hoping someone would recognize the murder victim. The picture of the woman's face wasn't grotesque, but she was dead, right? But only about half of the news stations would actually like put it up for people to see. In addition to local news stations, the case caught a national attention when Dateline did an episode on Scott Kimball. At the end of this episode, they included information about the Maiden Water victim. They didn't say, you know, he was the perpetrator, but they said he's being looked into as a potential killer of this victim. The additional effort would actually pay off Gretchy, but it wasn't a family member or friend of this deceased woman who came forward. It was a cold case hobbyist from California who called in the tip line. She had seen this post-mortem picture of the Maiden Water victim's face and thought it was a strong resemblance to a face of a missing persons from a cold case out of Ohio. By absolute coincidence, around the same time Utah detectives re-released this picture, a police in Youngstown, Ohio had simultaneously released an updated information about a missing woman since 1998. The name of the victim was 37-year-old Lena Reyes Goodes. And this armchair sleuth looked at the two women's faces, and she told investigators that Lena looked like the Maiden Water victim from Utah. She had, what she said was, the resemblance is they both had a small mole on the inside of the upper arch of their right ear. Like, dude.
Ooh, that's good.
That is some sleuthing.
Yeah.
Utah investigators immediately reached out to the police in Ohio to compare the victim's pictures, and the resemblance was uncanny. But they still needed to match the Maiden Water victim's DNA to the member of Lena's family to be sure. Lena was originally from Mexico, so they focused their efforts to find a family member in a bordering state like Texas, hoping that someone would recognize her and come forward. About a week later, they got a hit. A woman in Mexico named Lucero Reyes called the Youngstown, Ohio investigation tip line, and through a translator, she identified herself as Lena's younger sister. Lucero was able to corroborate certain information and that she had, you know, about Lena. Lucero lived in a very small town in Mexico. She was not familiar with DNA technology. She had a ton of questions, but once she understood, she was like, yes, come, you know, find me and let's figure this out. So her and her niece went to the U.S. consulate in Monterrey, Mexico, and to get their DNA tested, and it was a match. After 20 years, they knew with 100% certainty that Jane Doe was Lena Reyes Gutierrez. She was born August 26, 1960 in Mexico. She was known as being real fun-loving. She could light up the room. Just kidding. That's just what they say about everybody, right? But no, she was very loving. She was a ballerina, right, which I'm like, that is amazing. I wish I could dance. She held a degree in international business, and Lena was, by all accounts, a full-on disco biscuit. She was stunningly gorgeous, but besides that, she was super, super smart. She had really deep dimples and a beautiful smile. In 1996, Lena met a businessman named Edward Gutierrez in New Mexico. Edward went by Eddie. He was 25 years older than Lena and originally from Brazil. 6 months later, they were married and they moved to Youngstown, Ohio. On April 8th, 1998, Lena was going to fly to Laredo, Texas, where then home to Mexico for a little visit. She packed a blue sleeping bag as a gift for her cousin, a cosmetic case, and a suitcase. She was scheduled to leave from the airport in Pittsburgh, but she never arrived in Texas or Mexico. Instead, she ended up on the side of the road in Utah. But here's where it gets a little sketchy. Eddie, the husband, never reported Lena missing. After she didn't show up in, After she didn't show up in Mexico, family wanted to make a report, but they had like a language barrier, and probably more than that, they just were from a small town, so they probably didn't even know how to do it, right? And so the report wasn't filed for 6 months. Eddie finally made the report in October of 1998. And according to Eddie, he dropped her off at the Pittsburgh airport. She had that blue sleeping bag, her suitcase, and a hang-up bag. He kissed her at the curb and left. Eddie was questioned by police in October. He told them that she made the reservations at U.S. Airways via the phone, the home phone, and then planned on paying for her ticket when she got to the counter. In a taped interview available on YouTube, Eddie sips coffee real casual. He talks about how they took their little dog to the airport to drop Lena off. He went into pretty intricate detail about Lena's morning, like how she got up early and showered and washed her hair. And she got up so early so she would have time to dry it before she left, and described how she had really long hair and it took a really long time to dry. And then when detectives asked Eddie about what Lena was wearing that day, he talked about her bra and panties, but not about like what people would actually see.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy and weird.
Yeah.
Eddie said that they left their house at 6:45 in the morning and got to the airport around 7. He pulled to the curb, gave the skycap $10 to help her get to the counter. Normally, like, you would need a ticket before the whole skycap checking in. I don't know. All of that sounds a little fishy to me, too. It could have been different back in 1998. I'm not sure. But I don't think it was. I mean, I flew around that time. Then he went into detail about why he dropped her off at the curb, because they have their dog in the car and the dog can't, like, doesn't know how to not go pee-pee in the car, he said. The interview was just really bananas.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Once Lena had been identified, several people from their family came forward to describe some red flags about Eddie. Plus, Lena's family in Mexico had always suspected that Eddie had something to do with Lena's disappearance. Investigators just needed some physical evidence to like connect these dots with Eddie to the scene of the crime. And it wouldn't be for another 4 years waiting for those answers. In 2022, Utah investigators reached out to a freelance forensic specialist named Francine Bardol, who lived in Murray, Utah. Francine utilized a forensic tool called the MVAC to extract touch DNA off of the items that had been found with Lena's body. Do you know what the MVAC is?
Big. I told you so. Moment. Okay. You give it to me. I got it coming.
Particularly.
Bro, party of one.
The knots on the rope, girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The rope had already been tested by the Utah State Crime Lab with negligible results. To obtain the viable DNA profile, analysts would need at least a half of a nanogram of DNA material. What the state crime lab pulled off was less than that. So those are chump numbers to compare to what an MVAC can do. The MVAC can handle, like, it's, you know, I told you, it's like this little vacuum sucker. The particles are stored in the filters of the system and it analyzes it for DNA. And so it pulled off 117 nanograms of DNA material from this rope.
She's got statistics too. Okay.
234 times what was needed, which is amazing. So the sample pulled from the rope were analyzed and it's like pure gold forensics, right? The lab was able to isolate two separate samples. Both samples belonged to male. And there were two perpetrators in Lena's murder. After comparison testing was done, they learned that two vital pieces of information about this DNA. One of the contributors was a forensic knot expert that had analyzed a rope earlier in the investigation. He had inadvertently contaminated the rope, obviously, right? The other crucial piece of DNA was that the comparison was done to the sample taken from Scott Kimball. It completely actually eliminated him as Lena's killer. Kimball's DNA was not a match to any of the items on the scene when Lena's remains were found. So that left just Eddie Geddes. But there was a problem. Eddie was dead. Eddie had shot himself in 2001 in Nevada. And what's worse, his remains were cremated. But they did have one way around this. They located three relatives from Eddie and requested DNA samples from him. Two immediately complied, and the third was more cooperative once they were given a warrant. All three samples came back as familial match to Eddie. Lena's murder had been solved after 24 years. And while there was no trial and no real closure, detectives speculate that after killing Lena, Eddie transported her body to Utah to dump it and throw it away.
That's a long transport.
I mean, really? Really? Lucero Reyes, her sister, who was just 11 years old when her sister went missing, told reporters that she was so grateful for the state of Utah for finding her sister. And what, you know, she had wished for the most out of those 20 years was that Lena could be found and brought home. Lucero and other family members visited Lena's grave in 2019 and after she had been identified as their sister. And through the years, they had remained steadfast in believing that Eddie had killed their sister, and they were right. Lena's find a gravesite lists her gravesite as unknown. So the Lucero family, I think, had her exhumed and transported to Mexico to be reburied.
That's nice.
None of the articles said that, but I can just imagine that's what happened. If Edward Geddes was still alive, he would be convicted for murder. However, he is convicted, in my opinion, and the public's opinion, I'm sure. There's several notes that were left on Find a Grave. You know, I like to read those. And they basically say how evil Eddie was. And that's the story.
And Eddie.
That's why all the police.
I usually like Eddies.
Oh, I know. Not this Eddie. He's like.
It's a bad one.
Bad Eddie. Yeah, but this is why all these crime departments should get this MVAC. I don't think it's. You know, it is a tool that they can have in their toolbox. Instead, you know, what we had in the Karen Reed toolbox was fucking solo cups. Okay. So,
like. Oh, you're not going to let that solo cup situation get past you. You know, on the solo cups, there's like each of those little lines equals something like an appropriate shot, your perfect like cocktail mixer.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing to look up. Okay, well, I was wrong about your MVAC. I mean, I think the problem is that they never, even if they collect the DNA evidence, they're never going to test it.
Oh, that is another problem, you guys. Like, yes, the testing and the time and all this stuff and the resources that they actually utilize, it's a problem, you know. There are some jurisdictions that are better than others. You know, this guy, he told me.
I just get so frustrated with all of the like hoops you have to go through, you know, like there are so many families that want answers or whatever that I'm sure would definitely like crowdfund or whatever to perform the testing, but you still can't, you know, you have to get like a court order.
I know. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
This guy was telling me that I think Ventura County purchased the MVAC and
that's one for Ventura.
Yes. But I don't think they have like used it yet because I don't think they know
and
how to
there's
use
a loss.
It. So he's like, you know, it's one thing to get it, but then it's another thing to actually utilize it. And so you got to learn your equipment and then use the equipment. And know how to use it. And know, I mean, I think that sometimes I don't know.
Listen, I'm sure it's like the whatever, you know, like Gorilla Glue or something. You buy it, you put it in the drawer. The next time you need it, you're like, you know, it would be nice if I had some Gorilla Glue to fix that. Let me go to the store and buy a new one. And one day you find you got Gorilla Glue all over your damn house. Or maybe that's just me. But never there. I never remember I have it when I need it, is my point.
I do that with nail glue. I just needed nail glue yesterday, and I know I've bought like five of them in the last like 2 months, and I could not find it. And so I'm going to go and buy it, and I'm going to find it in like five different purses. But the other thing is, yes, I do that too. I need some fabric glue, and I'm pretty sure I have some, but I'm not organized enough to know where it is. So,
right.
Speaking of organized, I have some organizers here helping me right now because I need to get my life organized.
Yeah, you can send them out to the West Coast when you're done.
They have them there.
I could use some organization.
Yeah. It's helpful. Okay, so we're in the heat of summer. It's hot as balls here in Texas. We're thinking of doing something else for a couple days, getting to a cooler, more wetlands. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to look into it. And if you guys want more of us, or if you want something to like soothe your face that's wet and yummy, go to Five Crimes.
I'm not going to make any joke about that. That was totally. That's what she said. Okay.
That's what she said. Okay. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I've actually been using the serum on my arms all summer because I'm telling you, I get so creepy in the summer, but it is. Oh, look at my Apple Watch. If you guys are watching on YouTube, I've got my exercise rings already closed. But anyways,
she's so braggadocious. Okay.
look how pretty my arms look today. They're all like nice and gooey because I just used our serum. It's so good. Also, if you guys want more of us talking, then hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, or the Clink Clink Club on Apple or on Spotify, which is our favorite. You can go to Housewives of True Crime Bonus. Any and all of those, you can catch us on Thursday, and Gretchy does one extra bonus crime a month. Plus, every single week, we talk about what's going on in the news, what's going on in reality TV, what's going on with our lives a little bit deeper and more robust. So catch us on Thursdays. It's also a really good way to get ad-free. We release the episodes that are ad-free if you don't want to hear Gretchy talk about her Sono Bello. If you also just want to support us, it's a really great way. It's one way that we make money to keep giving you guys this lovely podcast on Mondays. So thank you guys all for listening.
Thank you.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.